Welcome, everyone. Just a little after four, so we're going to go ahead and get started. What we're going to do first is I'm going to do some introductions of the county staff that's going to be assisting. And welcome to the, and I'll say it out instead of McDory, which I love to say too, but the medicinal cannabis delivery only retailer license eligible applicants lottery. So welcome. So what we have here is we have Diane Patterson, who is going to be doing the actual selection and running of the machine, and also Michelle. Did I say Diane Patterson? Okay, Demis. It's long day. Sorry, Michelle Damazin. She's also going to be assisting when we actually open up and do the process, and she will be recording the results of the actual numbers that you're going to select, and then also the recordation of the lottery procedure. So just wanted to introduce that staff. What we're going to start off with is we have all the applicants are representative. I wanted to walk through first on the purpose of this. I think you're all on the same page, but we are recording this that the public would be able to view it. You would be able to view it and in the future. And we also have representatives from the IJ. So just to talk about why we are doing this lottery first. So your guide at the top of it lists the purpose. So basically, in summary, the ordinance requires a lottery to be conducted if the number of eligible applicants in that first phase, which was the phase of the applicant review, where we were looking at the business plan, the operating plan, and the public benefits plan, if they scored 80%, that would be 80 points out of 100. And that was done by a team of reviewers and reviewed those applications. We had six applicants that scored 80 or more. And since that number was higher than the maximum allowed licenses allowed per the ordinance of four, we need to conduct the lottery in order to reduce the number of basic applicants that would move on to the next phase and competing and looking at for sites. So that, in essence, why we're having the lottery. Any questions at that point? Okay. So what we're going to do before we move on to the procedures, I'm going to walk through the procedures, is I'm actually going to have you visually watch and demonstrate that the lottery, our lovely lottery, aka bingo kit here, is sealed. And we have the classic bingo balls. They have not been opened. And we're going to go ahead and have Diane open those right now in front of us. And what we're going to do is I'm walking through the procedures is I'm going to have Diane and Michelle are the only ones that are going to be touching it. And we're going to go ahead and just place them on the tray so that way you can see that they're all equal, they're all the same, unopened, untouched. While they're doing that, we're going to walk through what the procedures are. So what we're going to do is a single lottery ball number between 1 and 75, so there's 75 of them in the package, will be chosen by each eligible applicant in the order listed below. I just chose alphabetical, so you can see the list is alphabetical. What you're going to do is have the representative that already signed in and verified their ID with Michelle earlier before we started is going to come up here to the front where we have the microphone right here. You're going to go ahead and state your name, and then you're going to select 1 through 75, your favorite number, whatever that may be. Obviously, if the applicant before you selected your favorite number, I'm sorry, and you'll have to select a different number. But in essence, what will then happen is as you select that number, we're going to go ahead and hold it up. We're going to show that number on the video screen, and we're going to place it into the lottery machine. We're going to do that for each applicant as we go through. Then we're going to get started, and we're going to go ahead and select 1 through 4. We're going to go ahead in the first ball that comes out. We're going to document that, state that, and show that for everybody, and then move on to number 2 and do the same, number 3. And what we're going to do is at the end of the 4, those will be the 4 that will be able to move forward to the next phase for the site review, is there will be 2 obviously remaining still in the machine, and we'll do that. We'll do number the first one and the second one, will document that, and that will be the 2 applicants that will be remain on the qualified list, the applicants qualified list that will then be able to move forward with the process if anything else becomes available in subsequent application processes. Okay, any questions from there? Alrighty, what we also talked about, So we talked about the total maximum of 4, and we talked about that will be added to the qualified applicant list. How are we doing? All right, we're getting there. So what we'll have is on Access Marin, and then we'll have Buttercup and Spring, and then we'll have Elite Herbs, and then Express to You, and then Mojave Distribution, and then the Bjork Group. So, as we're waiting here, nobody has a question? Everyone's good? All right, I figured I needed 2 people to do this, because I figured I by the time I get through it, we'll be done, but they're doing great. I didn't bring any jokes, I'm sorry. Anybody have some appropriate video-worthy jokes? Just to talk about also on that process, I wanted to give you, since we have some, we can do some housekeeping or kind of next steps while we're waiting, is that once this process will be done, obviously we'll be moving into that site review phase. Per the ordinance, there is that process where you'll schedule a meeting with myself to talk about the site or sites that you're considering, so we can look through and verify that zoning, those distance buffers from the particular land uses, such as schools, playgrounds, and we'll be able to just kind of verify before you put too much time and energy into those applications. So then once that is prepared, we will go ahead and then move into the site review application process. That site review will have a review by staff for basic information, and then we will move forward, and that those applicants will go to the Board of Supervisors, and the Board of Supervisors will be making that final selection. So the question was, once there's an application process here, they need to go through the state licensing process. And yeah, so the annual process, as the question was, is that you have to go through the annual. So yes, as of January 1st, 2019, the state no longer does the shorter version temporary license. It is only applications for the annual licensing process. Okay, so thank you for the question, Alex. We're gonna go ahead and have Access Marin. Come on up, a representative from Access Marin. Go ahead and pick up the microphone right here. And just state your name, please, and then select the number.
My name is Bobby Elam, representing Access Marin.
And what number would you like to select?
42.
All right. So we're gonna select 42, and then Diane's just gonna show it for the purposes of the visual, and then place it directly into the machine.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next we have up is the Buttercup and Spring.
Hi, my name is Nareet Raphael. I'm representing Ona Life, and I would like to pick 11.
Okay, as you can see, number 11 has been selected, and Diane's going to go ahead and place that into the machine. Next we have, then, is Elite Herbs.
My name is Mike Callahan, representing Elite Herbs, and I pick number 8.
All right, we're selecting number 8, and as you can see, number 8 has been selected, and we're gonna place that in the machine. All right, next we have Express to You.
My name's Alex Bodger. I'm going to take number 33. Representing Express to You.
That was number 33?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 33 has been selected. We'll go ahead and put that in the machine. All right, next we have is Mojave Distribution.
Good afternoon. My name is Sarah Pressler, and I'm representing Mojave Distribution, and we choose number 23.
Okay, Diane selected number 23, and we'll go ahead and place that in the machine. All right, And lastly, we have the Bjork Group.
Brian Bjork, representing Marin Gardens. I'll take number 19.
Diane selected number 19, and we're going to go ahead and place that into the machine. Okay, we've had all six. We're going to go ahead and turn that machine. All right, I think you just have to go. We got it locked. Go ahead and lock it down, and then just do it on the other direction. Yeah, turn it that way, and then when you need it to select it, reverse it. There you go, and it'll drop it out. Okay, there we go. So the first ball that is selected is number 8. Am I standing in front of the video? Can you see that? So we've got number 8. I didn't write that down. That is Elite Herbs, selected number 8. All right, we'll move on to the second one. Second one is number 11. Number 11 is Buttercup and Spring. Okay. Third one is number 33. 33 is Expressed to You. And the fourth one is number 23. Mojave Distribution. So those are our four applicants that will be moving forward to the next phase. What we'll be doing is selecting the last two, just in order of 1, 2, that will be on the list for the qualified applicant list. And that was number 19. The Bjork Group is number 19. On the qualified applicant list, and then that would leave us with the 42 Access Marin is also on the qualified applicant list. That concludes the process of the lottery. We will be documenting the results of the lottery and the list of those that will be moving forward with the site. You'll be contacting me. So thank you very much, Diane and Michelle, for your assistance. So if you have any questions in regards to the next phase, you'll just be scheduling. There is a timeline of 120 days from today in order to have your application materials in, because you will all be moving forward to the Board of Supervisors at the same time. So that'll be the next stage. So thank you very much for attending. I will be staying here if you have any questions you'd like to ask me directly. Okay.